Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. As we're time now for the C-Note here. Cowboys news of the evening. If you have thoughts at 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com fan text is open for you. Just leave your name and city you're texting from. Maybe you have a question for Brian about the draft or any of our other stuff going on. We'll all be at Pluckers once again for like a seventh or eighth year in a row. Cannot wait to party with you. Just come by the Pluckers nearest you for some great draft day fun and party times. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. We're going to get the two-week out buzz from the chief here in just a second. But right here I have the last 10 players taken 24th overall. And my question is going to be simple for you guys. If this is the quality of player the Cowboys end up with this year, would you be happy, upset, or somewhere in the middle, Brian? We're going to start in 2014. I remember talking about this guy quite a bit. Darquez Dennard, the cornerback for the Bengals, 24th overall in 2014, played in 77 games, started 24 of them, three picks, 274 tackles. Last played in the NFL in 2021, basically became a journeyman. That'd be pretty disappointing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be disappointing.
No, thank you. Was it Michigan State? Just shooting in the dark there. I think that was Michigan State.
Dennard, remember him, Brian?
Don't remember the school. I don't want to just say yes, but I probably could have looked it up for you while you were throwing it out there.
Darquez Dennard, yeah. Michigan State.
Good deal.
Now, here's a position I would love to see the Cowboys take. In 2015, the 24th overall pick was the offensive tackle DJ Humphreys that went to the Arizona Cardinals. He was a Pro Bowler in 2021.
Yeah.
What do you think, Brian?
I think to me that there was that would be one that there was probably more promise there coming out of school than what he's ended up with. With the Cardinals, I think he's been okay. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's been. You thought there was going to be a lot more consistency, a lot more domination with him. It really, really hasn't been that way with
big,
him.
Big, strong guy. Yeah. I mean, he had the body.
Oh,
for
no,
it.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. He coming out, you felt like that he was going to be a dominant guy. I just don't know if that's the type of player you have right now.
The thing that really sucks with Terrence Steele. I know you just did the thin ice topic. The thing that really stinks is he's not really releasable for a while. You know, they not only give him a big contract, but they backloaded it in a way that, you know, does not make that a player that they should be moving on from. You just have to hope for the best. You know, maybe he does have the big bounce back season following the injury recovery season. I think he needs some help from Vitamin S, you know, but it's neither here nor there. In 2016, the 24th overall pick was William Jackson III. to the Bengals. Spent the first four seasons of his career with Cincinnati, 21-22 in Washington with the Commanders, and did not appear in a game in 2023. That's bad.
Yeah, that was a bad pick.
2017, it was Garion Conley, pick of the Raiders, that did not go well at all. He had a troubled background, and his Raiders
Ohio
tenure.
Ohio State, league. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe him, yeah.
Yeah, did not go well for him at all. I mean, he was basically out of the league in 1 year. Here we go now, 2018, DJ Moore.
Heart problem, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean,
he's currently with the UFL's DC Defenders, so he's still playing ball.
Yeah.
2018, it was DJ Moore. Hell of a wide receiver with the Panthers.
Yep.
They somehow saw reason to trade him this past season to the Bears, and he picked up where he left off. He's been a really good player. I think maybe one of those underrated, just barely a quarter step down from a legit number one, or maybe even a number one on the right kind of team. Hell of a player. 2019, Josh Jacobs with the Raiders there, the running back, and he has had a nice career. If they pick Josh Jacobs at 24, I know we're against first-round runners, but considering how, three of his 4 years have gone, that wouldn't be a bad use of that pick. Could go a lot worse trying to find a corner or an offensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean, at least he's contributing. If you're getting Josh Jacobs there, he's going to be a quality player, but that would, I mean.
Well, on your board,
I'd be ticked.
On your board, he's likely a second-round guy. Because, you know, if I know on my current board right now, there's 22 first-round names. So he would be considered a guy that I would probably have in the second round. He wouldn't a first-round guy. So maybe it's a little different for you looking at it that way.
We need a center. Yeah. The last time a center was taken 24th overall, it was Cesar Ruiz to the Saints.
I think
in
that was
2020.
I think that was a little bit of a surprise when he got that call. But I think he's been okay. I don't think there's anything really, really great about him.
Yeah, he's going into year five, so they picked up the option, but he's still hoping to earn a second contract.
Yeah, he's just okay.
2021, Steelers took a running back, Najee Harris. And he had, one great season, a couple of great seasons, went over 1,000 yards in each of his first three, 7 touchdowns every season, has been productive. I guess Chief, you're just more willing to take what can be more of a 50-50 proposition on another position because you don't get the added value from taking a runner in the first round to make it worth it.
No, and it's funny because they've got Jalen Warren in that backfield that has been better than him for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
The last two seasons, Warren's been better, and I don't even remember if Warren was undrafted or just a late-round pick or whatever, but it's just that kind of deal. You can find that same level of quality in the third round, the fourth round.
Yeah, but to me, you need to draft three things, and that's size, speed, and college production. And last year, they chose to just take production, and hope. It was a great story, but I would have just taken that guy undrafted. If nobody picked him, I'd have been like, hey, welcome to camp. And I think it could have been close to or just as fun for him. Tyler Smith in 2022 by the Cowboys. That's what we need, Brian, is to see this Cowboys team take an offensive lineman.
Yeah, the one thing that they're really consistent at, we've talked about it a bunch, is they draft those plug-and-play guys, and there are going to be some plug-and-play tackles, I think, in this current draft, and I think they're going to be able to draft a plug-and-play center if, in fact, that they go that direction.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, and then last year was the defensive back Deontay Banks there for the Giants. Still, his future and present is very much unwritten, but he was a star at Maryland. Here's Chief with that buzz 2 weeks out. What is ESPN Insider saying about our Cowboys right now?
Yeah, it's our guy Todd Archer. How can the Cowboys make up for a quiet free agency over the first 2 days of the draft? So just for rounds 1 through 3, how can you make up for the lack of moves and additions in free agency to this point? He says find at least 2 starters with their top 3 picks. So, I mean, I get that's definitely successful when you do that, but I don't know that for the Cowboys right now, how much I think most fans are going to be like, dude, the pressure you've put on yourself, you're going to need all 3 of those picks to be guys that can come in and be immediate starters for you. And he notes the 2023 draft class contributed little last season, and the Cowboys can't have a repeat of that in this upcoming class. And now you're down to 2 starters on the offensive line, losing Tyron Smith, losing Biadasz. So at the very least, they need a tackle or a center to be a day one starter. And he says it would be nice if their second or third round pick could come in as the lead rusher, but they will still need to backstop the running back position in free agency with a veteran.
Yeah.
So, but this is what an NFC scouting director had to say. He says, I don't really understand the plan there so far this offseason, but there's a lot weighing on this draft, and they seem to be confident about finding a bunch of starters. And then they throw around some offensive lineman names like Graham Barton and Jackson Powers Johnson, plug and play options on the interior. And then Tyler Smith can move back to left tackle. But he says, don't sleep on Dallas doubling up and selecting 2 offensive linemen early in the draft. What do these 2 names do for you, Broadus? Cooper Beebe, K-State, and Dominic Puny from Kansas?
Yeah, both are. It's funny because both of them, I think, are guards. So they're probably thinking that Puny is a guy that he is going to play tackle. No, he's a guard.
A lineman named Puny is pretty awesome.
P-U-N-I is how we would say that. And so, to me, the thing with BB's a massive guy, big, thick, but he's athletic. He's one of those mauler type guys. He's short-armed a little bit, gets into you. He could push in the running game. He's a good pass protector. He's played tackle. He's played guard. He's kind of an up and down the line guy, but both those guys are considered to be guards. So if they're trying to do it where it's drafting a tackle and drafting a guard, I don't think that they got the combination right.
Could one of those guys play center potentially?
I'd have to train one of those guys.
Train one of the guys to play center.
BB likely would be the one that you would have him play the center spot.
It'd be awesome if they take back-to-back offensive linemen, though.
We talked about that on the Love of the Star today too. About how would you consider doing that? Would you look at one of these? Would you take the tackle first, or take the center first and then take the tackle? I think the tackle probably would be the one that you needed to take first. The center will stretch a little bit for you. So I would, if you're going to do the combination, go tackle, go center.
But when it comes to do we want a surefire starter or do we want the highest potential talent? I don't think you're in a place right now where you need to be drafting for starters to try to make the playoffs or hold the line. Take the best long-term prospect, because I think the next time this team really has a chance to win the Super Bowl might be 2026, as they go through 2 years of having to pay off a lot of salary cap space. So I don't want safe high floor picks. I want high ceiling picks and guys that could end up being, Hall of Famers. A 21-year-old skier in Colorado has deceased after he attempted to make an incredibly dangerous jump over a major highway. The Evel Knievel of skiing, it sounds like. You see some of these highlight videos where people are doing all these stunts on skis and snowboards and mobiles and bikes, and you're like, man, I wonder how often, you know, they don't make it. Well, this week was an example of that. Dallas LeBeau, well known in the skiing community, attempted to jump Wednesday over Highway 40 near the Berthoud Pass Summit. According to the Grand County Sheriff's Office, the preliminary investigation reveals the victim was attempting to perform a high-risk skiing stunt by trying to clear the width of Highway 40. Unfortunately, lacked the necessary speed and distance, subsequently landed on the highway. Goes on to say LeBeau was wearing protective gear at the time of the failed stunt, but not enough. Not enough protective gear. LeBeau's mother, you got to imagine an absolute heartbreak, said one of the most joyful and kind people you could ever meet. He was always raising good spirits and loved to ski ever since he was 2 years old. I do like watching those ski videos. Like back in the day, this dude Warren Miller would release one every year.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably watched them in the top, college VHS tapes.
Exactly, yeah.
And then it's just like getting as much air as you can on
He was a like the steepest mountain you could ever ski on. Yeah. He was coming down that.
That's what
he was doing.
He would be like helicopter skiing.
Yeah.
Where you get in a helicopter and you go
take
up to like
very
the,
top
the
and then he'd
remote sites.
Where you and, yeah. yeah. Like there'd be an avalanche coming down behind him as he's skiing.
Yeah.
That kind of guy.
Dude, the brain chemistry of people like that is just extremely unique. Like you are built totally different than everybody else walking the planet.
As soon as I get up there, like any kind of jump, I just kind of lose bodily control and I'm like, okay, I'm just falling now.
Yeah.
You know, where other dudes are like, okay, I'm going to pull a corkscrew 360 double backflip. And, you know, those guys are just incredibly talented. And I, you know, they have the feeling obviously inside of invincibility. You know, they just think they can pull anything off, but the gentleman did not have enough speed. And thoughts and prayers, indeed. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub featuring Lunchables, Cousin Lovers, and Buc-ee's next year in the Nation.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.